Masechet Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Tiglachas HaTumar Ketzer. Another that becomes Tamei Lameis, and he has a mitzvah to shave his hair after he becomes tar. How does he do this mitzvah? Haya Mazeh B'Shlishi U'Bishvi, U'Megaleach B'Shvi, U'Mevi Korbanoisa B'Shmi. He counts 7 days after he becomes Tamei. And on the third day and the seventh day, he gets sprinkled on him from the apron of the Parah Aduma. And he shaves his hair on the seventh day, the same day that he has Hazar from the Parah Aduma. And he brings his Karbanas Tumah on the eighth day. His Karbanas Tumah are two Torim or two Bnei Yonim. One would be for an Ola and one would be for a Chatas. And he also has to bring a Keves for an Asha. Ve'im Gilach Bishmini, maybe Karbanoisa Bobayom, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. If the Nazir doesn't shave his hair until the eighth day, he can still bring his Karbanas Tumah on that day, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon, ma bein zeh l'mitzorah. Rabbi Tarfon asked Rabbi Akiva, why does Mitzorah have a different din than another? As a Mitzorah also has to count 7 days after he becomes tar, and then to shave his hair and to bring Karbanos. And a Mitzorah who delayed shaving his hair until the eighth day cannot bring his Karbanos until the ninth day. So why does Nazir have a different din? That even if he delays shaving his hair until the eighth day, he could bring Karbanos on that day. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tarfon, Zet haraso tluya b'yamav, umitzora taraso tluya b'tiglachto, ve'ena mevi korban ele im kein haya mu'urav shemesh. There is a difference between a Nazir and a Mitzorah. As a Nazir, once he receives Hazayah from the Parah Adum on the third and seventh day and is Tovo and has Harif Shemesh becomes completely Tar even though he did not shave his hair yet. While a Mitzorah does not become Tar until after he shaves his hair, if he is Tovo before he shaves his hair, that Sila doesn't count. He can only be Tovo after he shaves his hair. So therefore, if a Mitzorah delays shaving his hair until the eighth day, he could only be Tovo on the eighth day after he shaves his hair. And he still has to have Harav Shemesh, meaning that somebody who is Tovo does not become completely Tar until nightfall. And somebody who does not yet have Harav Shemesh cannot yet bring his Karbanos. So therefore, since a Mitzorah could only be Tovo after his Teglachas and he still needs Harav Shemesh, he could only bring his Karbanos on the next day. Masechet Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Teglachas HaTara Ketzer. Another after he completes his Nazirus. Has a mitzvah to shave his hair. How is he mekayim this mitzvah? Hayamevi sholish behemoth. Chatas, oila, ushlam. Another after he completes the nazir, brings three karbanos. A chatas, oila, ushlam. V'shoichet et ha-shlamim u'megaleach aleim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Only after the nazir shechs the shlamim can he be megaleach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar oimer lo hayamegaleach ela al chatas. Sha'achatas koydemes b'chol makon. Rabbi Elazar argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says another is not megaleach after he brings the shlamim. Instead, another is megaleach after he brings the chatas, as the chatas is brought first any time. Somebody has to bring more than one korban. If one of those korbanos is the chatas is brought first. So therefore, since it's brought first, the din is that another should be megaleach immediately after he brings the chatas. Then gilach or echad mishlosh don yasuf. But if the Nazir is Megaleach after any one of the Korbanos that he brings, everybody will admit that he is Yotzei Bidi Evet.